Thank you very much for the presentation. My name is Rafael Winkelmann. I'm the founder of Handy Sport Mallorca. How do we pause the slides? Sorry. Thank you. I started Handy Sport Mallorca. It was about 18, 19 years ago. I had an accident. I had a spinal cord injury. And I'd always been quite an active person. I always liked sports and doing things outdoors. So I saw there was a big gap there, some that need to be filled. I wanted to carry on doing things, and I didn't really know how or where to do it. So I thought, well, why, if there's nothing available, I suppose it's probably a good idea to get things going for not only for me, but for many other people who probably haven't discovered all the things they can do. So why Handy Sport? Well, first of all, because it's something that opens your mind. I mean, doing sports really, it makes you think of maybe wanting to do new things, practice new sports, having new adventures. I mean, it's things that you probably haven't done in a long time or have never even done them. And it makes you want to do these things. It's also good for health. I mean, with the sports we do, I mean, there's one thing that we have to do, a lot of physiotherapy, a lot of exercise, but it's not only being in a gym and doing physiotherapy, but I also wanted to do sports out in the open. That's another way of being healthy, you know? It's just practicing sports is basic for us, but this is just another way of doing it. And it makes you, let's say, go beyond, because sometimes once you've practiced some sport, you want to do new things. You think, well, maybe if I've been diving, or I've been, I don't know, if I've been sailing, maybe I want to do new things. Maybe I want to practice new sports, or I want to start traveling, or I want to start working or living on my own. There's a huge range of possibilities that open up. And it's something unique. We didn't have in Mallorca, and in most of the places that I'd heard of, we didn't have in one same area quite a lot of sports to do, where you could maybe be sailing in the morning, or you could be going up the mountain in the afternoon, or diving, or doing all the sorts of things we can do. And we do all these things in contact with nature. We do it up, as I said, up in the mountains or in the sea, always out in the open, which is also it's always very nice. And the reason that we started doing this is because we've been working not only for people with disabilities to practice sports or to do adventure, but also so they could do it together with other people. If you want to go in with an association or a group of people with disabilities, that's great. But if you want to go in and enjoy yourself with your family, or your friends, or your relatives, that's what we've been working for as well. The real inclusion. Yeah? So, where is the best place? Not only me living in Mallorca, which is probably the main reason, but also because I found that was the best place to do all these things. It's in the Mediterranean island. I suppose all of you know all about Mallorca. You've probably seen it before. It's just 2 hours by plane from the main cities of Europe, and it's connected to both to the mainland and to France, not only through Palma, but also now through Alcudia as well. We can have boats that take us all the way to France or to the mainland. There we've got about 300 days of sun a year, and we have all along the side, along the west coast, is called the Sierra Tramontana, which is a World Heritage, Patrimonio de la Humanidad. Of course, that's all very nice, but we also want to, when people come over to Mallorca, they want to do other things. So one of the things we do have, we've got quite a lot of accessible beaches. We've got many of them, some of them certified so that people with disabilities can have their shades, can have special wheelchairs to go into the water, they have help to go into the water. We've got accessible transfers where you can move anywhere on the island with ease. And Mallorca, many people think of Mallorca just as being just beaches, sun, and maybe some even Magaluf, which is something we don't particularly like. But there's also a lot of culture. We've got the cathedral, we've got the Belver Castle, we've got plenty of things one can visit. We've got gastronomy, we've got restaurants with Michelin stars, many places we can go. We have very good healthcare. There's many hospitals, anything you can need, and it's also a very safe place to go. No one has ever had any trouble there. And Mallorca is, as you know, a destination for tourist people, so we really know how to take care of people. Not only that, but we also had a lot of adventure activities which we can do there. We can, apart from the ones that we do, there's also many others you can do. And I think one of the basic things that have made Mallorca a good destination is the implication of local governments. We work together with the Balearic government, with town halls such as Alcudia, or such as Llucmajor or Palma. We work to them to make Mallorca an accessible island. So that's what happened. We started in 2007, we have 7 activities, and we've had over 15,000 services done for people from Spain and from other countries. That gives a good backup where we haven't had one single incident or any single problem with more than 15,000 services. We have constant schools of sailing, paddle, and golf, where people can actually go to all year long. And we've also organized national and international events. This coming month, we're organizing the first World Golf Open Championship, where people were coming from all over the world to after having had 4 tournaments. And this has given us, in 2000, as well as other awards, in 2012, we got the best international product in Fitur 2012. And these are the activities we do. One of them is sailing. We do these with specific boats designed directly for people with disabilities. They're not adapted. We've got, as you can see in the top, left, timon, I don't know how you say it in English, sorry, is in the middle, so you don't have to move from side to side of the boat. We use these for 2 people or for groups of people when we want them to learn. Down on the right, bottom right, there's the yellow one. That's the one we use for regatas, for championships. And the one on the left is just for leisure, where we just show the basic sailing. Hiking. We do this in the Sierra Tramuntana, the World Heritage I was talking to you about. We have these vehicles called Super 4, where we can actually go up mountains and slopes of up to 40%. Most of these activities, probably many people haven't done them before, but the fact of going all the way up a mountain is something that many people haven't done for quite a while. And the views, and enjoying the views, or having just a snack on the top of a mountain is something really nice. Golf, which is the tournament we're organizing now. This is one of the main activities. We do this with a paragolfer, which one of the things you do, you can actually makes you stand up. So it's not only a good sport, but it also makes you stand up, and many people haven't been on their 2 feet for quite a while. So it makes it, it's also very involved in health. There's when the Queen came to visit us. Another one of the activities we have is blow karting, which is land sailing. This we do in groups or we do individually, and it's one of the most integrating or inclusive sports there are, because you can, in competitions, there's no difference between having a competition with or without a disability, because as you can see, it's the only thing involved is weight. That's the only thing you can, let's see. Diving. We do this. We start off diving in swimming pools. We do this in swimming pools to start organizing the getting to know what the water, what the diving in the water, and then we go out to the sea. We usually use those sail with those chairs you can see down at the bottom to go into the water, always with professional trained instructors. Canoeing. We do this in the Club Náutico de Palma. We have these K4 canoes, which we use for 2 people. There's always someone together with the person who goes out. And we have these backrests, which are a little bit higher up, for people who don't have a lot of body control. Water skiing is one of the, depending on the year, one is the favorite or another one. We have the water skiing, which this board that we designed with stabilizers on the side, so there's no trouble at all. This guy, for example, who's sailing here, is he's He's blind, but we've tried it out. There's nowhere to tip it over, so it's very, very safe. So what happened, after organizing all these sports, what we realized is that we were not only making the whole area accessible, but we were also having requests on where can we stay, how can we get from one place to the other, what can we visit, and what technical needs, where can I get some aids. So receiving lots of answers, we created a new area called Handitour. Handitour is the more touristically oriented part of the foundation. We have, through Handitour, we've had local agreements to develop destinations. As I said before, for example, with Alcudia or with Lluc Mayor or with the Mallorcan government, we've had training courses with hotels, with restaurants, with anyone who is involved in tourist activity, so they know how to get involved and how to treat people with disabilities and how to make their places accessible. We've helped with promotion. For example, we've just come back from the Ria Care Fair in Dusseldorf, where we promote everything about Mallorca, Alcudia, and any of the destinations we work with. And now we're also working together with a local government to make a catalog of accessible resources. Hotels, restaurants, exactly. So people can take a look at them. These are, for example, the hoists we use in the beach in Alcudia. They've just been put on. So one can go into the chair, into the sea. This is, for example, the shade area, and we can see at the end over there, we can see the chairs we're telling you about. Restrooms or changing rooms, all perfectly accessible as well. This is, for example, the Belvere Castle, where it's all with ramps, it's all fully accessible, and it's got all the instructions in Braille as well. This is the championship we're organizing for November, where it's over more than 40 players from all over the world are coming over. We had it limited for 40 people, but there's already a waiting list, so it's been very, very good. This we did after having 4 European championships, so it was quite a success. These are the guys we've been helping the town halls like Alcudia, Lluc Mayor, or Palma, or Mallorca with, in order to get resources so everyone knows where they can go, where they can stay, where they can eat, and what they can visit in each of the areas. And this is a video of more or less the information we give out, so people can check out and see what they're going to see in each place.
Hiking in Mallorca with Handisport Foundation. We are towards the public think of Collecto in Calvià, where we can practice the activity of adapted hiking. On the way, we can find autochthonous fauna and flora, such as almond and olive trees, sheep and donkeys. The Finca Ugolacho is a protected natural area, takes part of the Sierra de Tramuntana, and has a land of 14,000 square meters. Here are our super fast all-terrain electric vehicles, which enables us to access the mountain. The seat moves to enable the users to transfer safely. The vehicle has a safety belt and is driven with a joystick. It's an inclusive activity where everyone can enjoy the nature.
That's my daughter.
In the finca, we can go on different routes. The place has an accessible picnic area and adapted bathroom. The adapted hiking is an activity suitable for everyone, offered by Handisport Foundation. Handitour, opening doors.
With
the collaboration of Anisport Foundation and the Touristic Strategy Agency of the Balearic Islands. Join us in at Handitour.
So, this is what we do. Whoever wants to come over is always welcome. And any questions, I'll be glad to answer whenever you...